You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio Business Machines, preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns. They have all the X's and O's for your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here, CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR. We bring in our producer right now, Mr. Dave DiNatale, and we're going to play a little higher or lower, Dino.
Yes.
Higher or lower.
Yes.
Now, right. In this one, go ahead, guys. Are you going to explain what higher or lower means?
Yeah. You know, it's our guy. Matter of fact, our guys here in the studio are playing the newly released Madden 16.
Okay.
And, of course, one of the fun things about Madden is the not just the player ratings, but the team ratings, you know, from 0 to 100.
Okay.
So we took a look at this, and we want to know if – ratings given to some Browns players and also to some NFL players are
higher or lower.
If they need to be higher or lower.
Higher meaning closer to number, like higher, closer to 99?
Yes. Should their ratings be higher?
I told you to do it straight math as opposed to opposite math of the countdown.
Gibbs.
Yes.
Gibbs math. Gibbs math. We're doing Dino math.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So leading off here on
higher or lower.
All right. The Browns' overall team rating in the game is 75. Should it be higher or lower?
I was just going to say, in my mind, when you said it, I was thinking 74 to 77 was my range for the Browns, and so it came in my acceptable range, so I'll say 75 is about right.
Okay, I think slightly higher. When you were speaking, the first number that popped into my head when I thought the Browns, really not having played Madden in a long time, was 79.
Okay.
I think we're 79, so a little bit higher.
All right.
The way that I came to my number was I thought we could easily be graded around the league as a 90 on defense and about a 60 on offense.
Average the two.
So I split the difference to 75, which is maybe what Madden did. The rest of the division, are you going through that or no?
Actually, not the rest of the division.
All
so
right,
no.
So just for comparison's sake, the Steelers and Bengals are both 84s, and the Ravens are 85s.
Okay. 85s? Mm-hmm.
85s.
85.
All right.
Singular.
Higher or lower?
Quarterback Josh McCown. His rating is 72.
What's Brian Hoyer's rating?
75.
Are you guessing? I don't. Jason Gibbs didn't put that on my sheet.
That's not part of it?
No.
It should be one higher than that, at least. I think that's probably, when I think about Madden quarterback, I'd put him at a 75. So I'd say
and I think Aaron Rodgers is the only 99 on the game.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers
would
be a 99.
You know, Flacco's probably like a 90. I would imagine Roethlisberger's probably like a 93, and Dalton's probably like an 84.
Luck's a 94. Roethlisberger's 95. Breeze is 95. Mm-hmm. Brady 97. Rodgers 99.
Is that all you got? Where's Dalton?
Five.
Flacco?
It just has a
okay,
top five.
Gotcha. I'd say higher. I think 75.
75.
All right.
Higher or lower?
Browns wide receiver Brian Hartline comes in at 78.
And he's the highest of the Cleveland Browns?
According to at least Jason Gibbs'
Okay. That could mean
numbers.
Absolutely something be, or totally nothing.
I think that's about right.
I think it's about right.
I think he's an above average receiver. Maybe 80 if we were trying to make it look a little bit better.
81.
Okay.
So higher.
A little higher. Okay. Meanwhile.
Higher or lower?
The new running back of the Philadelphia Eagles, DeMarco Murray, is a 94 in Madden.
Okay.
I think that DeMarco Murray would be a 94 in Dallas, but in Philadelphia, in that scheme where I think personally he's going to be a little bit more expendable, that he's more of like a little bit lower, like a 92 or a 91.
I'm going to agree with it. I think they're right on the money there. I think he should be in the top five backs in terms of pure talent. When the guy's healthy, he's a monster. I think that's about right for him.
Higher or lower?
Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is a 93.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, correct.
Right on?
Correct. Right on. Right on. I was thinking it
neutral.
Had to be,
we'll
to
call it higher, lower, or neutral.
It had to be or kudos. Right
kudos,
on the money.
There you go.
I think they got that one right. I was the number that came into my head was it had to be above 90, but I wouldn't put him above a 95 as much as I like.
Okay.
It. So 93 right was
there.
Right on the money.
What would Joe Flacco be in Nathan's?
87.
88.
Okay.
Because he'd have a real high throw power, probably have good deep accuracy, but he would be lacking in some other categories.
Mobility.
I know how you feel about Joe Flacco.
Higher or lower?
I'm not like Vic. Vic would have Joe Flacco rated a 1 million.
Yeah.
He would take him over Andrew Luck.
Yes,
he really
would.
Said that.
I think he did say that
he
once.
Did say that.
Yeah.
I said, if you were starting a franchise right now, you could have Andrew Luck or Joe Flacco as your quarterback. Who would it be? Joe Flacco because he'd won a Super Bowl. I swear to God. And I'm like, there is not a single GM in the NFL that agrees with you.
It truly, Matt, it was one of the finest CBD moments
ever. Oh, we went
ever.
Back. It
oh,
was,
yeah.
It got contentious.
It was
it
typical,
did.
Typical CBD.
It got contentious
it's
for like.
Totally CBD.
It's totally.
Yeah. Now, the most contentious it ever got between me and Vic is when he was defending Roger Goodell over Ray Rice, and then he was defending Roger Goodell on Josh Gordon. That's when it went off the rails. By the way, what did we say? McCown is 72?
72, yeah.
All right. Disco Puma tells me Hoyer's 73, Bortles and Mallett are 74s.
Really? Okay. Interesting. Well, how about this? Russell Wilson, who's taken the Seahawks to the Super Bowl with help the last 2 years, he comes in at an 89.
Too high.
Russell,
he needs to be lower.
Lower.
Like an 86.
Yeah, I'm going to call him an 86, 87. I think that's right. I think his intangibles are very good. I do not think that he – I just don't – I think if you take him out of there, I don't know how good he is. For example, to me, if you put Andrew Luck somewhere, Tom Brady somewhere, Aaron Rodgers somewhere, I know how good they are. Russell Wilson, I'm not sure how good he is outside of Seattle.
All right.
Higher or lower?
Chargers Pro Bowl tight end, teammate of Matt Wilhelm, Antonio Gates, is an 88.
Antonio Gates is still an 88?
Yeah,
still
I was going to say the same thing. I think he should be a little lower, like an 85.
Yeah.
Because 88 is probably a top five tight end in the National Football League from Madden rankings. You know, Jimmy Graham, Gronk, who else?
So the top five tight end rankings are number one, Gronk, 99. Number two, Graham, 95. Number three, Witten, 93.
Oof.
Number four, Greg Olsen, 92. Number five, Travis Kelce.
Really?
91.
Well, I bet you Martellus Bennett's probably like an 89 or a 90.
Yeah. Where's Charles Clay, your boy, Nathan?
I don't know where Charles
Clay is. 85? He gets lost. He's lost.
69 for 821 and 12 last year. I mean, he's still good. The guy can still play the game.
Yes, he can.
Antonio Gates. He's got the suspension coming. 12 touchdowns, though, were more than he had in 2012 or 2013. I think they're overrating him a little bit based on what I would call, looking at his production recently, an anomaly type of a season last year. The last time that you had to go back, the last time he had 800 yards and 10 touchdowns in a season was 2000 and not even 2010. Last time he had 800 yards and 10 touchdowns in a season, you have to go back to 2005, folks.
Wow.
Higher or lower?
All right, we'll close with three quarterbacks here, guys. Coming in with an 87 is Matt Wilhelm's favorite quarterback from the New York Giants, Eli Manning. Is that higher or lower?
87?
Yeah.
Well, do you pay 87 a $120 million deal or $21 million average? I don't think so. So I think Madden gets it right. I think he's maybe slightly higher, 88, 89 out of Eli Manning.
I think he's a 90. How's he not? How's Eli Manning not a 90 after what he did last year? I don't get it. What do you want from him? Are you not satisfied with 63% completion, career high?
Are you not entertained?
4,410 yards passing, 30 touchdowns, only 14 picks, and he can't get a 90?
Nope.
And Romo's at 93?
Yep.
He's definitely a 90. That's ridiculous.
Higher or lower?
Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford in Madden 16 has a rating of 84.
So that one is going to be based on his inconsistency, I believe, his the fact that he's prone to turnovers.
He should be higher. I think he should be like an 87.
I think he's upper 80s. I don't think he's elite because he still hasn't put it all together since that 5,000-yard, 41-touchdown season back in 2011. But I think that he is not 90, but he is upper 80s.
And finally,
they're tough.
I feel like we've gone, have we gone lower on anybody other than Gates?
Go lower on I don't think he went lower on Wilson. No, I don't think so.
Did go a little bit lower on Wilson. Yeah. That's it.
All right. Well, how about this? This one I think is an easy one. Colin Kaepernick of the 49ers. Now, we know what's happening in San Francisco. He's only an 81.
Okay.
I would say higher. I'd say 83, 84. Because he had one big year. He had the big year, then a down year, and you expect this one to be an up year for them in San Francisco.
By the way, Theodore apparently is only an 82 out there.
What? Say wow. What?
Hey, Theodore, that's okay. Next year I'm calling for an 87.
Theodore. So that is this week's edition of
Higher or Lower
here on Browns Daily.
There it is, CBD. All right, when we come back, final time to get your phone calls in, 216-578-0850, or we'll dip back into the mailbag for the final mailbag go-round here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this hump day edition. Again, Joe Hayden, Tashaun Gibson, Terrell Pryor, all back at practice in pads today for the Browns. Johnny Manziel throwing around left-handed, doing some handoffs, not throwing the football with his right arm, so he is still resting, getting ready for week 3 in the preseason against the Buccaneers. We'll back with more, wrapping it up, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.